I love the smell of commerce in the morning.
Why are we at the mall?
Listen, we just spent an entire season hanging out at Quick Stop on the Jay and Silent Bob Minute, and I thought we could use some new scenery.
But why the mall?
It has everything we need. A cookie stand, a Magic Eye poster, and Stan Lee.
It would be better if Batman was here.
Ben Affleck is here.
I guess that's close enough.
If you've enjoyed this witty banter, please join us this season on Jay and Silent Bob Minute as we discuss Kevin Smith's Mallrats.
Snoochie Boochies.
We will figure out why this original opening exists, why Shannon Doherty keeps changing outfits, and why that kid is back on the escalator again.
So join us for all the chocolate-covered pretzels you can eat.
On Jay and Silent Bob Minute on Dueling Genre.
Welcome to the Jay and Silent Bob Minute, where we are covering the movie Chasing Amy, 1 minute at a time. Today we're covering minute 112, quite possibly the greatest credits minute ever. I'm Jeff Ferry.
It's not even possibly the greatest credits minute. I'm Chris Derkach.
You don't know that. It could be. A lot of the best credit minutes ever are just black on white. It's just absolutely nothing going on, just a couple nicknames. This minute technically starts with our old friend Dominic the Dominator Tavella, because he's at the top of the screen, and ends with the music credits, which is great, because I know nothing about music, and there's almost no recognizable artist in this anyway.
And before we started this, I thought I did know about music, but then I got yelled at when we sang that episode, so.
Oh, what, just because we didn't know anything? All right, so as we go down a little bit here, I mean, again, you see like the same name show up over and over again. But I think my favorite name so far is the gaffer, Liren Skippy Kanahov.
Skippy. Well, above that, we got a name we haven't seen, Brian Johnson.
Oh, where's Brian? Oh, the assistant production coordinator. That is a made-up title.
That is a man. That's getting his name on the thing.
Well, all that means is you're there. That means you're a PA, basically.
Was he even there? Because he would have put him in if he was there, wouldn't they have?
They were in. They had a cut scene.
Oh, that's right. There was a cut scene.
They had the cutscene where they had a little interaction with them, and then they threw something through the window.
Yeah.
But then they gave him a bunch of money, so they couldn't go after him. Grip Best Boy and Ice Dolly Grip is Michael Rody Rodia.
Rody Rodia.
Yeah. He didn't go very far for that one.
No. They didn't think too much about that nickname.
Yeah. So here, I'll give you a name that you may not recognize, and I did not recognize. Well, not that I didn't recognize it, but I didn't see it till now. And now I got to assume it's the same guy. So I'm looking through the additional grips, right? Mm. Divine Cox. Does that mean anything to you?
No. No, that sounds like a porn name.
It does. John McInerney, MC Murray, Christian O'Reilly, and Jay Chandrasekhar. Any of those names pop out to you?
No.
Well, I'm going to say the one name could have popped out to you if it's the same guy, which is Jay Chandrasekhar. He is the guy from, if it's the same name, from Super Troopers.
Oh, really? I can't imagine.
He's the main guy. He's the main guy. He's the first one you see.
Oh.
The Indian guy, obviously.
So I can't imagine there's another Jay Chandrasekhar, right?
It's not exactly Bill Smith, is it? So,
no, it's definitely not.
So I'm going into his, what did I say he was in that?
In this, the additional grip.
Camera and Electrical Department, Chasing Amy, Additional Grip, 1997.
Wow.
He may be one of the most famous people in this movie. he's a director because he directed Super Troopers.
Oh.
But so he's directed 9 episodes of Community. He's directed 9 episodes of Royal Pains, 7 episodes of New Girl, 21 episodes of The Goldbergs, and 4 episodes of Schooled.
Kevin Smith gave him his start.
Yeah, as a grip. It's funny because would Kevin know who the fuck the grips were? I mean, he might, but.
Right, he may.
And,
right.
And you don't know how much he did or like how much he was involved in day to day, but. Yeah, he has been trying to see when his first like acting credits start. So 96, he's in Puddle Cruiser. 97, he's in NYPD Blue. Super Troopers is 2001. So that's when it starts for them.
See, you can make it. You can start out as a grip, and I don't even know what grips do, honestly. But
grips move shit around.
Like, that's what I figured. But
yeah.
So he's moving shit.
I mean, I'm sure I just totally shit on anybody that's a grip and like, oh no, motherfucker. Actually, I do this. I'm like, that's just what like. They do lights and moving. It's all the shit you're not allowed to do because they're all in the union.
We're not downplaying you at all. We don't know.
Yeah. Listen, this is all I know is if you are not supposed to be touching shit, don't touch it because there's somebody who's assigned to touch it. Right. That's basically
somebody's getting paid for that.
Yeah, someone's getting paid to move that shit around. Plus, chances are, like, because if they drop it and break it, they're insured. If you drop it and break it, you're fucked.
Yeah, that makes sense.
There's a firearm specialist.
You know, I read that and I had no, I could not think of what the hell the firearm specialist, but it had to be that gun in the beginning.
The gun he shoots up in the air.
Yeah, that's it.
Black Rage. I mean,
they couldn't use a cap gun for that. They need a firearm specialist.
Can't use a cap gun. he probably fired blanks. So if you're going to fire blanks, you need a firearm specialist.
Wow.
Because when you're going to shoot a gun on the set, you got to have like a big talk about it.
I hope that guy made like, you know, 10 grand or something.
Just for that one day?
Yeah, that's what I hope.
The second assistant director, I did not slur my words there. That's what it is. It was Steven Chip Signore.
Chip.
Yeah.
I wonder if somebody else is Dale in here. Chip and Dale.
Oh, my God.
How'd you get that one? Wow.
Gary, the key office PA was Gary Vandervoort, which sounds like a made-up name, honestly.
And it's hyphenated. He's got two last names, and one's Vander and one's Vort.
Yeah, it's made up.
Yeah.
Construction coordinator, Mike Goldbond Baker.
Where?
Did he have itchy nuts? Is that what the problem was?
He's got Goldbond powder, carries it around with him. He's got itchy nuts.
Like, oh, God, I got itchy. I got really sweaty balls.
He just pours it down his pants in front of everybody. Goldbond.
And the construction foreman, not to be outdone, Scott Whitey Anderson.
Yeah. Well, I think Hooper probably gave him that name.
You Whitey. What's that, Whitey, that movie? He's like, you Ben Affleck. I'm not Ben Affleck. You White. So you Ben Affleck. And then the publicist is, I guess that's a company, Weisman Angelotti.
Yeah, that looks like a company.
Yeah, working hard. Paris Petrick, that's like the fourth time that name has shown up. She's the extras casting.
Brian Lynch.
Yeah, he had, they got food from the Broadway Grill. Sounds like a fine place.
Yeah, why not?
Film processing by Gufanti Film Laboratories. Back when you had to get film processed, kids, and it wasn't just like, here, take this the zip drive or whatever, take this USB with all our movie on it.
All right,
we're into the music credits now. We'll start with the first group here. Do you have any idea who half of these people are?
I believe the very first one, I believe
Rick. So I have the first eight up right now.
Okay, I believe the very first one with Rick Ocasek. I'm not even looking this up. I mean, not yet. I think he's from the Cars.
All right. Well, let's astonish us and see if it is.
Let's see. I'm going to hit it right now. Rick Ocasek, American singer from the rock band The Cars. Oh, look at that.
Well done. See, yeah. You've gotten some of your music credibility back.
See, but that's it. I'm not even trying no more now. I shot my load. I'm done.
The only one I think I knew two of them, I guess, technically. I knew Bach, Prelude 2, and C minor. Not the actual tune, but like I knew who Bach is.
Right, I knew Bach.
And I knew Impression That I Get by the Mighty Mighty Bosstones.
Okay, right. And everybody knows that song.
Yeah. But like, ain't nothing going on but the rent. No,
I feel like we'd know that song if we played it. But
California was by Liz Phair, but like Liz Phair was not my affair, so like I never really knew it.
yeah, me either.
Jumpstart by the Hang-Ups. No. Puppy Love, written and performed by Barbara Lewis.
Somebody sure us right now.
Red, written and performed by Pager Hayden.
Yeah, Pager Hayden. Run's House, I know that one. Whose house? Run's House.
Yeah. Yeah, ain't nothing going on. So I went down to the next group here. Yeah, that's Run's House. That one I knew.
Yeah. Mama Never Taught Me How to Cook.
I don't think so. I don't think it's a song I'm thinking of. Lucky One, Soul Asylum. So, yeah, I knew that one.
Yeah.
And somehow, Can't Do Nothing for Your Man. Oh, was that when they that's by Public Enemy. So.
That's Public Enemy, yeah.
But I thought they only played like 10 seconds of that, didn't they?
It was just when he talked to the kid, and then it went away. You remember when he was telling the kid, don't trust Whitey?
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever he said of someone along them lines.
Don't trust Whitey? You mean the construction coordinator?
Yeah, Whitey, that's what he meant. He wasn't being racist. He don't like Whitey at all.
Unlike that son of a bitch.
I hate fucking Whitey.
We Three is on here, also performed by Soul Asylum.
Yeah, that's the song that's the credit song.
What's the one? There's shit.
Have you seen Mary by Sponge? I know who Sponge is, but I don't know who. Oh, Be Yourself by Houdini. I know that one. Well, that may be the one.
Birthday. It's performed by Luke, but I specifically remember it being performed by Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Hey, it's your birthday.
For some reason, they always say Luke, but I remember them as Two Live Crew. The very first album by them was called Luke Skywalker and the Two Live Crew. And then it just went to Two Live Crew. So what, when he went solo, he was Luke by himself?
I don't fucking know.
That's crazy.
It's got to be something to do with the music rights.
Yeah, I got a headache.
She got a headache. Oh, this was too hard for me to think about.
This is a lot of work.
Yeah. So his music is not exactly Tarantino-esque, but he also doesn't have that kind of bankroll.
Right.
He can't be like, hey, I want this song by, you know, the Platters from 1963. And they're like, well, it costs $400,000. I'll just pay it.
Before I get a correction, I don't think it was that Public Enemy song that was playing when he was with the kid. I think it was Houdini's Be Yourself with the kid. I just don't feel like listening to it in a quicker stop.
It was a long time ago, people.
It was a long time ago.
That was many moons ago. You got to understand, we are winding ourselves down here at the end.
Speaking of winding down, I got a little thing to tie up here. I watched Newsies last week, and I watched what the hell's the one with the plant? I watched that one too.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, and guess what? Both better than Hamilton. Just so you know, that's the first thing.
I'm gonna disagree with you there. Little Shop of Horrors, I love. Newsies is a piece of shit.
Yeah, fuck and it you. Wasn't great, and it was still better than Hamilton. Because
you are incorrect, sir. You are incorrect. You are wrong. You need to watch another one. You need to find... Well, the only one I can think of, though, is Les Miserables. That's the only one I can think of where they sing every fucking line.
Yeah, and I heard that one's just as bad. Like that.
Yeah, but that one is bad for the reason that a lot of musicals are bad. It's just like, fuck, this is going on forever.
Now, is that one even in English?
Yeah, it's in English.
The title's in another
language. The movie has, like, Hugh Jackman in it and Russell Crowe.
I watched The Greatest Showman. Great movie. That was really good.
Greatest Showman is great.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. Guess what's not? Hamilton. That's what's...
I
need speech. I need
I'm also going to chalk this up to something here of, you're watching Hamilton. It's not a movie. It's a taped theater performance.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Where these others are movies, where the camera moves, because you can move the camera more than you can at a theater thing.
No, I would be fine if they would just tell me what's going on.
They do fucking tell you what's going on.
No, they sing it. I got to learn their goddamn song.
Oh, my God. Oh. Ooh, they sing it. Ooh. Oh, you're such a baby. Such a fucking baby.
Now that I tied that loose end up and I proved myself right about how Hamilton sucks, I got one more from the very beginning to tie up. Guess what I did yesterday, Jeff?
Oh, my God. What?
I was in the ladies' room at work.
Oh, callback. Call way fucking back.
I made it in there. I finally did it. It only took me a year, but
Well, did you bang somebody on the couch while you were in there?
There's not a couch in there. I was very disappointed.
What the fuck? We've been led astray.
There's no cap, but there's like two wicker chairs and a table in there is what's in there.
All right, now I'm going to bail out the audience right now and ask the obvious question. What the fuck were you doing in the ladies' room at work?
All right, so I'm standing outside waiting to clock in outside the ladies' room. And one of the girls is in the locker and tells me, I don't like you standing there. You look creepy staring in here in the bathroom. That's what she said. So I said to her, well, I always wonder what was in there. And she said, well, nobody's around. Come in and look. So I went in and looked.
All right, when we get off the here, you're going to tell me who the fuck that was. can I take a guess? Does their first name begin with an H?
You cut out on me. Hey, yes, it does.
Oh, I was like, did their first name begin with an H? Yeah, see? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of just like who would be like, yeah, sure, come on in here.
That was the first guess, and you were right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I did it, though. I made it. I feel pretty proud of myself.
He's trying to bring it all back.
Yeah, I'm trying to close all my loose ends before the end of this podcast.
Oh, that's just wonderful. I'm glad that's the loose end that needed to be closed up. All right, well, I figured we are at technically our ending here. Next minute, we'll do the very, very end, and we'll do some thanks and stuff. But I did look up some of the best movie ending credits. I got a top 15 list here on tasteofcinema.com.
Yeah, that sound very credible. I hate
no, it doesn't. All right, so I assume it'll be like most of them. It'll be a lot of we don't remember it or us yelling at things.
Yeah.
Hopefully this won't be as bad as some of the other lists I found.
I don't know. I like the bad ones better than the good ones sometimes.
Number 15, Around the World in 80 Days, the original.
The 1940s or whatever it is?
It was like the 60s. It's been so long since I've seen it. Like, they have a screen cap of it. I'm like, yeah, sure. I don't remember it.
Right. Okay. That's what it
is. Number 14, Sherlock Holmes with Robert Downey Jr. If you remember it at the end, it has like little, like, it kind of looks like it's pages out of a book with Victorian style paintings.
I've never seen it. I had a hard time watching it because at the time he was Iron Man and that was all I know.
Oh my God. What is wrong with you? Oh, I can't watch it because he plays a different role. I can't watch it because they're singing. You're such a baby. How do you watch anything?
How am I going to watch Sherlock Holmes when Iron Man's playing it? It doesn't even work.
Or are you watching Chasing Amy going, I can't. No, Ben Affleck, he was a different Batman. Character. Mallrats doesn't make sense.
Yes, I did do that a couple times, by the way.
You're such a douchebag. Number 13, Legend of Drunken Master.
Oh, I've seen that.
I have no idea what happens at the end of that.
I've seen that one. And I don't remember the ending of it, but I have seen.
I mean, if it's a Jackie Chan movie, it's just him getting hurt. That's what it usually is.
It's probably him and his screw ups during the, which is fine. I like that.
Number 12. This is Spinal Tap. I know there's like an extra interview at the end, but it's funny because I never. It's just more movie. It's not like something different. It's just them being weird and crazy again, like they wrote a whole movie.
It's like an interview over top of the credits, right? The whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think.
As the credits roll down, we see David Hubbins and Nigel Tufnel try to answer, among other things, whether they are racist or not.
I do remember the scene now. It's funny.
Yeah. But like, it's funny. I didn't think of it as a separate scene because like that whole movie is just like one long weird stream of consciousness. Number 11 is The Great Beauty. Yeah, I'm guessing you haven't seen it. Pablo Sorrentino's 2014 Oscar-winning movie.
Pablo Sorrentino. I do.
Yeah, I said it wrong. Asshole, it's Paolo, not Pablo.
I'm agreeing with you. I love that movie. That's my favorite movie I ever seen.
Kill Bill, Volume 2, number 10.
What the hell were they doing during Kill Bill? Wasn't it just blood on the screen?
Make Your Own Way Project with Bill dead and her daughter back in her arms. Spoiler alert. The movie's credits remind the audience of the incredible path that led to the final. I think you see all the... It gives you like clips of all the shit that happened.
Oh, okay. That sounds pretty decent.
Blue Valentine.
Is that with Steve Martin?
No. That's with Ryan Gosling and Michelle Williams, I think. It's a beautifully designed montage. You see fireworks explode on the black screen and morph into the characters in their happiest moments.
Can I tell you something that I hate? Fireworks. Fuck fireworks.
Oh, here we go. Wow.
It's not American.
Another fucking hot take.
I don't understand. I'm just going to go pop, and I'm going to go, ooh, fireworks. Fuck. I don't want to see them on the screen. I don't want to see them in the sky. The fucking neighbors across the street were having a party last night.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Shooting fireworks.
Here's what are unimpressive to me. Your fireworks at your house. I could watch fireworks like when Disney shoots them off and be like, wow. I still don't want to go and stand there and watch them, but like I'm at my hotel and see it.
Yeah. No, I don't want
to like, I'm already out and watch it. Like, I don't like to make a specific trip to go watch them.
Right, right.
Like, the thought of someone being like, hey, you want to go to the park and watch the fireworks? No.
No.
No, I do not.
Not. Fuck fireworks.
If I'm somewhere in the fire and there's a great fireworks show, I watch it. But yeah, the neighbor shooting 20 fireworks off in their backyard.
Oh, my God.
Unimpressive. And just annoying. Yeah, why were they firing them off last night?
They're doing it here, too. Yeah, well, in my neighborhood, they were having a birthday party. Apparently, that calls for a fucking fireworks show in my neighborhood.
I don't know. They fired off like five last night at like 11 o'clock when I was almost asleep. I was ready to go out and start fucking shooting at them because I was having some like PTSD flashback.
That's weird because it was like that time here, too. We had all the windows still open because it was a little cooler outside, and my wife almost had a heart attack. She started going like convulsions.
All right. Now, I think we're getting into some I finally like here. Number 8, Silence of the Lambs.
I just watched that. I don't remember the credits, though.
The very end is when he's on the phone with her.
Oh.
And he says, I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Yeah.
And then the credits start to roll as he's walking after Dr. Chilton.
That's right.
That is a great movie ending. Unfortunately, he ruined it with the sequel, but whatever.
Yeah, I was going to go through and watch them all. I watched that first one, and we were going to go to the second one, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going to bother. I kind of remember it being shitty, so.
Number 7 is 7.
Well, that's a good spot for it.
I think the end credits, they run backwards, if I remember correctly. They start at the bottom, or they start at the top and go down. I don't know. They do something crazy. They're not as weird as the opening ones. Yeah, they have the credits come down the screen. I was right.
That's odd.
Feels all weird and crazy, kind of like the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, that would feel disorienting if it was coming from the other way.
I think, does that movie work more or less now that Kevin Spacey's the bad guy in it? Like a lot of movies, like he hurts a lot of movies now because like if he played a good guy in it, you're like, oh man, he's a fucking dirtbag.
It's hard to feel good.
He plays a dirtbag murderer, so like I think I'm more able to take it there.
Yeah,
like because you are a piece of shit and you're playing one, so like I can handle this. It's tougher to watch him in like a role of like a caring father. It's like
that's good casting if he's just a piece of shit in a movie.
It's like, hey, how about that? He's a real scumbag. A Bug's Life is number 6. Is it one of the ones? Does it have a
Why don't I remember credits from any movie? Now, every time you say it, I'm like, I don't remember those credits.
I think they have... I'm trying to read the thing real quick. I thought they had Flubs or whatever in there.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah, they made an animated gag reel. A couple of them have done it now, I think, but that's the one I first remember doing it.
I remember because not Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone was one of the voices in that, I think, and I remember him messing shit up.
Number 5 is Dogville.
Dogma?
Not Dogma. Dogville.
Is that
different
like
thing. I have never seen it.
It's a town of dogs. It's a whole town of dogs.
I'm glancing through it, and I see the word powerful a lot, which usually means it's a movie I'm not going to watch. But it says it's whatever the ending credits is, it's set to David Bowie Young Americans, so it can't be all bad.
Yeah.
Number 4, The Tales of Hoffman. What? What the fuck is this?
I have no idea what that is.
Okay. It looks old and it looks weird. Moving on. Number three, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Again, I have no idea of fucking credits. I must shut the movie off.
If they have the Marauders map at the end, that's how it ends.
Oh, and they're walking around on the map.
Yeah, and you can see the people banging.
Yeah, that's the one where you're supposed to be able to see people having sex on it, right?
That's all I remember about it.
That's why they like these credit, because people are banging on it.
And Michael Haneke's Cachet.
Yeah, oh, I love that movie too.
Or Cash, I guess, if you want. Yeah, yeah, whatever. Number one. Oh, great. We're going out on a real turd. The Magnificent Ambersons.
I don't even know what that is.
Anyone who is mildly familiarized with classic Hollywood knows that the ending credits were nowhere to be found for a long time. Is this the first one that had ending credits?
Oh.
It's from Orson Welles.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I know. If you watch old movies, they front load all their credits.
Right.
And then, remember we did North by Northwest. When North by Northwest ends, it either says directed by Alfred Hitchcock or whatever, and that's it.
That's right. The train goes through the tunnel.
The train goes through the tunnel. You're out. Yeah. Like, it's over.
Yeah.
Well, they also used to only list, the way I understand, is department heads. So, the director of photography would get a credit, but not every camera operator.
Oh, wow.
Or, maybe one camera operator. But, you see how they list every fucking person now who did anything is in there.
What was the last one? Orson Welles? I think that some of these people who make lists just want to look fancy and put some old-ass fucking movie on there to make themselves feel good about them.
And listen, I'm sure there's a bunch of people out there like, oh, fucking, it's actually the best, Orson Welles. It's much better than Citizen Kane. But, yeah, whatever. But, whatever. I mean, as much as... Occasionally, I'll do it too. You're like, you're shit. Somebody put up a thing the other day saying, it says a lot about a person. If you like, say I ask you, what's your top 10? Maybe not top 10. Top 20 movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, your 20 favorite movies. If there's not one that's post 19 or one pre 1990.
Right.
Or for a year a little older. So pre 1980, basically before you were a kid.
Yeah.
That says a lot about you because that means you never went back to watch anything old. And I go, well, maybe they just don't like it.
Right. Well, what does it say about me when somewhere in my top 20 is definitely Pee Wee's Big Adventure? What does that say about me?
I don't think it says anything about you. Listen, if you whatever. Like I was gonna say, I could do it now. You could stay too far. I could pull up what my top 10 is right now
because I know that, you could. You have that thing,
site or whatever, but then I'm not totally sure I can get to it. So
right.
So I don't know if it's because I've never logged in on this computer, and I'm sure I don't know my password because You got to have 800 passwords for everything, so who the fuck can remember the password to anything?
I don't have a password for anything. If my computer doesn't remember my password, then I don't have a password for it.
That's God, there's nothing worse than, have you ever had, your phone or your computer dump all your passwords?
Hey, how about we were getting ready to record this one night, and my daughter had used my computer for school, and she had wiped my whole entire history and wiped all my passwords when I got on here. I couldn't couldn't get on Facebook to message you. I couldn't get on friggin' Cast. I couldn't get on nothing.
You're like, well... Looks like my life's over.
Yeah. Because now I got to go into my... Now I got to freaking get them to text me a password every goddamn thing I need to get into.
All right. Well, I can't figure out how to get in. So everyone will just guess what my top 10 are.
Yeah.
But do you think in your top 10 that there's anything pre 1980? I will do that. I'll pull mine on Friday's episode. And I won't do the whole list or whatever. But I'll go back and I'll see... Well, you say, is it 1980 the cutoff? I bet I have a couple before that, actually.
I think because I probably do.
I do, because I got to have shit from the 70s on there.
Yeah, me too.
I was just going to say, but I'm like, Star Wars is 1977, Jaws is 75.
Oh, yeah. So, no doubt.
They're going to be on there. I was trying to think, I wonder what the oldest thing I have, and I probably have The Wizard of Oz pretty high, and that's probably my top 20 or 30, so that's going to be good enough for me. That's 1939 or 1940,
you're
whatever.
You're fancy at that point.
Yeah, I think I'm covered. Good. All right, do we have anything else for this minute? Any other random... famous people we found in the credits.
I don't see anything else.
I don't think you see it. And the Burbs, I don't think we found that. The Burbs, what's our big find in Clerks was the guy that was the Toxic Avenger. That was our big find.
Right, yeah.
And the Burbs, somebody's dad was famous.
That's true.
It wasn't even him.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's dad, I think it was it George Romero's kid was in it or something? I don't remember.
I can't remember either.
All right.
Glenn Mobley, no, I don't see anybody. I guess we're wrapping this up, huh?
That would be nice, yes. That was the... I was giving you the signal.
We are the Jay and Silent Bob Minute. We're on DoingGenre.com. Go to our TeePublic site. Search the Burbs Minute. Go buy some shirts. We're not getting paid anymore because our... getting paid, right, Jeff?
Yeah. We're not getting paid anymore. What?
Because we're going on summer winter vacation here. So go throw us a couple bucks at the TeePublic site. There's about 7 designs up there, I think. I'll try to put some more up on my hiatus here. Anything else, Jeff?
Mother of God.